The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
تلاقيت علامة طباطبائي رحمة الله عليه. In a series of question answers which were asked of him in at different times, they put it together in a book. Someone asked him that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his worldly blessings to the West? Whereas we here do the five time namaz, we fast in Ramadan, we go for ziyarat, we do all these rituals. And he gave a very beautiful answer there. He says, they are kind and merciful to their own people. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you look at the concept of silat al-rahim, to be good to your own family and relatives. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a statement where he says, you might see a family which is of fusaq, those who are sinners. They don't really care about religion. And Allah has blessed them. Whereas you will see another family of believers and practicing people, but they have been deprived of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, look at the difference. You will see those who are fasiq are still maintaining silat al-rahim, whereas those who are mu'min are doing qita' al-rahim. They don't care about their own relatives. And so many times, you know, the ni'mat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditions to certain situations. It's a reaction of what we do. And so this issue of taqdeer al-ma'isha is very, very important to keep in mind. An example from Quran would be managing your livelihood is the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam in Surah number 12, which is actually his own life completely. That is the only surah which is historically in a chronological order from the beginning to the end. Otherwise, Quran is not a book of history. You will see the story of Ibrahim in 50 different places, not necessarily in the sequence of history. You know, the only story in narration in Quran which is there in a sequence is Surah number 12 about Prophet Yusuf. You know the story where, you know, the king there saw the dream. He was asking for the interpretation, and one of those who had been released from the jail who was with Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he said, give me, you know, a time to go and meet somebody who would know that. And he goes to Yusuf alayhi salam and he says, and this is in ayat number 46 to 49 of that surah, where he says, can you give me an opinion about this dream where the person saw seven fat cows which were being eaten by seven lean ones, and seven green ears of the grains, and seven dry ones, so that I can go back to the king and inform them about the interpretation of the dream. Yusuf alayhi salam said, what it means is that you should sow for 7 years continuously. You will have good, you know, rain at that time. And during those 7 years, whatever you reap from the grain, put them in the storage other than what you need at that time. And then you will have 7 years of hardship, you know, with drought. And this is where you will use what you have, you know, saved during the 7 years of the previous, and leave a little bit as the seeds for the year after that. So he's predicting that after those 7 years of drought, there will be a rain again. And so this was something, you know, very much impressed the king. And eventually that led to his being released from the prison. Not only that, he was met the person in charge of the treasury of Egypt at the time. Finance ministry, if we may call it, or minister of revenue. And this is where we come to realize that the king was not necessarily a believer. And the example that we see, other than this issue of how to manage, you know, the livelihood and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your use as well as for the future, we also see the importance of knowledge and justice. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, it's an example that we have to follow in this part of the world. It should be through your character, through your trustworthiness and honesty in dealing with others, that you should be able to attain a good position even in a non-Muslim system. That is an example from the Quran. One more example from Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, we always go back to him. In khutbah number 227, he gives us an example from a very insignificant animal. He says, look at the ant. It's so small. انظر إلى النملة في صغر جثتها ولطافة هيئتها. Look at this, so small in size, so delicate. In spite of being so small, the system that it is of digestive and how it works. He says it's so small that sometimes you do not even know. You just trample on it and you go away. You don't even realize that it was there. He says, but look at it. كيف دبت على أرضها. How it moves around on the earth. وصبت على رزقها. And then it reaches to its risk, its sustenance, whatever it wants to eat. What does it do? تنقل الحبة إلى هجرها. It takes that grain or whatever it found back to its hole. To do what? تُعِدُّهَا فِي مُسْتَقَرِّهَا. It's using at that time, also storing it. For what? تُجْمَعُ فِي حَرِّهَا لِبَرْدِهَا. During the summer time, it stores the food also to be used during the winter time. So even that small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, look at this example. You know, how do you do taqdeer al-ma'isha? Manage your livelihood. And so let me go back to that hadith of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. In the version by Shaykh Tusi, he ends with the words where he says, مَا خَيْرٌ فِي رَجُلٍ لَا يَقْتَصِدْ فِي مَعِيشَتِهِ. There is no good. There is nothing, you know, virtuous for a person who does not manage his livelihood. مَا يَصْلَحُ لَا لِدُنْيَاهُ وَلَا لِآخِرَتِهِ. You know, neither does he improve his dunya, his life in this world, nor his life in the akhirah. And so this issue of, you know, managing ourselves, our resources, this is something very important that we have to keep in mind, especially the economic situation that we are going through now. This is something that we have to realize is not only a matter of finance, it is also a religious, you know, guidelines that we have to manage ourselves in the best manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq for that, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.